Okay, so next hour we have in studio with Robert Drake and calling in from Canada, John Hutchinson. These guys are going to blow your mind, literally. I mean, I was blown away with what they told me they have discovered.
Nice. Yeah. Well, hey, coming up, we have Robert Drake. He's going to be in studio with us. He's a guy, kind of jack of all trades. He's an actor. He's also a TV show developer. And also we'll have John Hutchinson on the phone, and he's a self-made scientist, and we'll talk about their project coming up after the break. Stick around.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Your Money's Worth, fortunemarket.net. It's a place you got to check out while you're listening. In studio guests today, first, Ryan is here, and Deanna. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
And our one was jam-packed more and more right now with Robert Drake. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to be on here. Deanna, Michelle, Ryan, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Robert's been emailing us and emailing me for the last couple months now.
Okay.
And so I said, dude, who are you and what do you do? And then it was something extraordinary.
Robert, what is your background?
I have a degree in cinema production from USC. And I'm also a flight instructor, a freelance helicopter pilot, and I've got a show going on. Should I get a little closer to the mic?
Yeah, talk right into the mic.
Right into it, okay. Did you catch all that, or should I repeat that?
No, we got it.
Okay. So I met John Hutchinson, and this is the fellow who accidentally stumbled onto anti-gravity.
Actually, correction, I accidentally stumbled on anti-gravity.
You just didn't pursue it, though?
I didn't pursue it, though. One day I woke up and I was levitating across my my bed, and I put that to sleep, though.
Okay.
Never brought it up again.
So John, we have John on the phone right now. Are you there?
I'm right here, Diana. Pleasure.
Hey, yeah. What's going on?
Michelle and Ryan, hello.
How
hi.
Are you?
Okay.
Well, I'm just looking out the window here and seeing that it's a bit rainy in Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver.
Yeah. Do you smoke weed in Vancouver?
Yeah, everybody does, I think.
Nice.
I don't. I get too stoned. I don't know what I'm doing.
Nice.
And that makes you the credible scientist you are.
Well, I don't know about credible, but anyway.
Can I tell you guys real fast about an invention that I created a while back? I call it Flubber. And it could basically make things also levitate. And I created it. It's like a jelly substance that I put on my car.
Is that what you call porno?
No, not porno.
Oh, okay.
Flubber. We'll talk about it later.
All right. We're off to a great start. Anyway, hey, Robert, what's your connection with John? How'd this all come about?
I was on the internet, and I suddenly I came across John Hutchinson and realized that this fellow had accidentally stumbled onto anti-gravity, and that we could make a reality TV show and have geniuses that from colleges, and John will be mentoring over these people and handing out scholarships and grants.
Well, you said you were looking over the internet. What search were you searching for?
You don't want to ask him that.
The impossible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How'd you come? I mean, when I do an internet search, I don't think John Hutchinson comes up. So, I mean, what were you searching for that got to John?
You know, I think it was just serendipity because I really don't recall looking for it. Yeah, it was just I'm looking around and I
like sci-fi stuff or conspiracy theory.
John Hutchinson is a true he's a true X-File type thing.
Okay.
He has governments watching out for him. Because they feel he may...
Are you serious? John, is that true?
Yeah, it's very true. I worked with the United States government in 1983, as well as the Canadian government in 1986, and they classified the results as well as it's a matter of national security.
So you can't talk about it?
Oh, I can talk about it. I've been talking about it on Discovery Channel and other radio shows for a long time.
In a nutshell, what kind of work did you do for the government?
Well, it's a demonstration of anti-gravity effects, and we did that as well as for McDonnell Douglas Aerospace Corporation and Canadians D&D, the version of the Department of Defense. So it was, I've done a lot of demonstrations of these effects, also for news and television.
So let's talk about some of these effects. I mean, what is anti-gravity? I mean, when I hear anti-gravity... I imagine you figured out a way like to create some kind of a force field that can make things fly. That would basically, you know, exclude gravity.
Yeah, how do you describe it?
Well, how to describe it is simplistic. I'll try. It's using radio waves and electrostatics and combining those in time and space, and it seems to cause a gravity shield where things become weightless.
Wow.
Levitate, metals turn soft and turn into jelly. And cold to touch, as well as it seems to be that the effects are detected up to 300 feet away. And when I was giving a demonstration for a group this Christmas time, actually, the effects were felt away to about four city blocks.
What are the effects? I mean, what am I going to feel if I'm standing in this vicinity?
Well, it's like a wave hitting you, but not a strong wave. And this happened a number of times, which caused the police, the mayor of the city, to come here and see me personally. As well as...
Did you shut down the whole street or something, or was there a blackout? Or?
Oh, I've had those.
Really?
Yeah, I had a blackout.
How much is your electricity bill out there in Canada?
How much does it cost to make things levitate?
Well, this is going to be interesting because my average bill per 2 months by the city of New Westminster, British Columbia, is around $30 per 2 months.
What?
Yes.
That's cheap.
That can be a lot.
What, do you have solar energy going on?
That's what it cost me to watch an episode of Nip Tuck.
Nip and Tuck. Oh, yeah. that's about the average price, and maybe less than that sometimes.
Is that why you're in Canada? Because you did weird experiments in here, and you had to kind of scoot away before you got in trouble? I mean...
Well, that's what they call it, Hollywood North up here, so it's been a lot.
Oh, you're in Hollywood North. Oh,
okay. That's what they call it, because they do a lot of filming up here, TV shows and... movies and that kind of thing.
The Dead Zone. Do they do the Dead Zone in Vancouver? I think they used to.
I think they do. They did the X-Files, and I have some of the actual X-Files sets here.
You're listening to Your Money's Worth, 97.1, the FM talk station, and we have John Hutchinson on the phone from Canada. He's a scientist guy, and Robert Drake in studio, and they're friends, and Robert creates shows and... a bunch of products, a lock light, ultraviolet toothbrush holder. You've invented some things, correct, Robert?
Yes, I have a few patents.
Oh.
And so that's funding our research. And John didn't mention that his lab was confiscated by the Canadian government.
Nice.
And
when did that take place?
That took place in 1990, actually, and made the front pages of the newspapers.
Why did they confiscate it?
Oh, they mattered national security issues. I was in Germany, and they wanted to ship it to Germany, but... friends wanted it over there, but the Canadian government stepped in and actually disobeyed a court order for protection of the laboratory. So,
and a great deal of the equipment was not returned.
All of it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So where is it then?
No, nobody knows. There was a big fence put around it, and the newspaper people found out about it and took pictures of it and put it in the Vancouver newspapers. But
can I give a little insight into how John came onto these,
please,
these contraptions.
Yeah. You gave me a really good description when we went to the coffee.
John, as you know, once World War II ships become obsolete, you're able to then go and purchase things off it, like radar and microwave devices, for 10 cents on the dollar. So John, being an artistic scientist, brought all these things back to his condominium. And then he he fine-tuned it to a fine point, and then turned all these contraptions on. And not being being an artistic scientist, he doesn't write things down. So he's working on a hunch, and this is what stops other scientists from coming up with tremendous ideas, is that they work solely on mathematics, and they're not working on the hunch, the creativity within. And great people of the past have had hunches, and that's how they've come on to some of the great things that we've had. So John Hutchinson turned on his contraptions and was able to levitate a 60-pound cannonball, was able to make water freeze and levitate, was able to make plastic rise. And to prove that this is all real, he has all the artifacts. Using 75 watts, using household current, he's able to take an aluminum bar and have it become jellified. I mean,
now is this proof, like videotaped? Is that where you come in?
Not only is it videotaped, he has physical artifacts
in real time. It's not like Chris Angel, where
No.
It's all these different shots, and are they cutting? And,
Colonel Hathaway, who's an important person in the military, in the Canadian military, found out about this, he deemed it to be absolutely real. This is authentic. But since things aren't written down, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it every single time. So John, at this point, is able to do it almost at will. And they still monitor him because they feel that he may be holding out on them.
More like, I mean, are you being watched like a hawk and just thinking, like, when you step out of the house, someone's watching me at all times? Like, do you get a little paranoid?
Actually, I don't entertain any form of negative energy, to be honest. I don't care. I did have an offer a couple of years ago from NASA to to work with them, as well as the U.S. Pentagon, which they showed my video in there, and they got a standing ovation of 400 officers. But I don't want to go that route because it's too restrictive, and I like to do what I'm doing is demonstrating it to news media, as well as Discovery, History Channel, and Fox TV and others,
John,
which I've been doing for a long time.
John, because of your radiation, when you get really angry, do you turn big and green and bulge out of your pants?
Well, good heavens, no. I look at the girls.
Cool.
I look at all those girls. No. Okay.
Don't you think there's going to be a kind of a radiation effect on what you're doing to your body, to your own personal body?
Yeah, you're wearing like.
It did happen to a member.
No, it's an interest.
Yes.
It's an interest to my doctors because my age is reversing.
What?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
You found a cure for
youth? I'm into life extension by taking vitamins, minerals, but there's some other effects here that are quite unique and different.
Okay.
And it's an interest to my physician who's writing a report on this.
John, I just have to ask. I'm picturing Back to the Future. I'm picturing Christopher Lloyd. Is that you?
Marty!
No.
You're talking, and I'm totally picturing the show. No, I had to know.
I'm picturing...
He's the sexy version of that.
I like Christopher Lloyd. I'm just saying. No,
I'm picturing, what's his name, Skaczynski from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, and then Robert's like...
Big Machine.
And then Robert's, the Michael Keaton, what's the guy's name? His sidekick on the movie?
Christopher
Which
Lloyd?
Movie? Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. Yeah, so we got Michael J. Fox,
Robert
Drake.
And then we have... go back to 85.
Marty McFly is here, yes.
How awesome.
You're listening to Your Money's Worth with Deanna Michelle Ryan and our guest Robert Drake and John Hutchinson on 97.1 Free FM and streaming live right now on fortunemarket.net. We do have a caller, though, who's asking you a question about the commercial effects and the commercial uses for your anti-gravity.
Billy. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what's your question?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to ask John, we're big fans of his, and we wanted to know, is he working on any kind of a spaceship, perhaps, that's going to use his technology that we can actually get out there and get amongst the stars and maybe get to the moon and Mars and things like that?
Well, I'll try and answer that. Now, it's McDonnell Douglas Aerospace wanted to do that with me, but... they never came across with a major funding. I think Lockheed Martin has done that. But, no, I'm not working on a spaceship. This apartment is kind of like a ship, but not a spaceship. I mean, although if I turn on this equipment someday, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole thing was flying.
But John proves that there is such a thing as anti-gravity.
Yes, there's a lot
there
of...
There really is, and he stumbled onto it. We had it, but we don't have... In the year 2008, we should have had anti-gravity by now, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should have.
You think so?
So was there a commercial use for this? I mean, other than, I mean, obviously, you know, you eventually you have spaceships or whatever can travel. Okay, great.
There's environmental issues. This effect, Hutchinson effect, could be used for elimination of nuclear radiation as well as pollution, and would also be incorporated in anti-gravity type cars, aircraft, spaceship.
Refrigerator motors.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Really, a lot of reports were written up and presentations were written up by Hathaway, Colonel and John B. Alexander, and many others, which was presented to the governments. And I just refused to sign the contracts because I don't like to be smothered under rules and regulations. I'm kind of a free agent. And so I decided to put it into the demonstrate to television, work with television people. And
you're not in it for the money?
No, I'm in. Not really. No, I don't. You know, I'm not into that mindset.
He's into bettering mankind.
Yeah.
If you have a question for John or Robert, give us a call here at 97.1. Your Money's Worth, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. I'm curious, John. Can any of your stuff help the military? Like, if some of our soldiers in Iraq had some of your little gadgets, they could, you know. I mean,
how would you put it into, like, kind of real life?
I mean, what if, you know?
Hey, what if, like, in the Army, that would fall under non-lethal weapon technology, which my friend there, Colonel Alexander, is doing. So it could make, I guess you could levitate all the bad guys.
Can you jellify their tanks and stuff?
Artillery, that's rather cool.
Look at the show.
This is what John is. John is totally against this kind of thing where having his technology taken, his ideas taken, and turned into a weapon, which is the first thing corporations want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what John does not want to do. He doesn't want to see any more people being killed with his new idea.
Absolutely.
Come on, John.
For those just tuning in, really quick, Robert, why don't you give us a quick background on you and on John, why you're here right now.
Well, I'm here because we have a reality TV show called The Hutchinson Effect, and we're still in the filming process. My background is inventor, a freelance helicopter pilot, and a show producer.
And John, describe John again.
John is an artistic scientist who accidentally stumbled onto anti-gravity. And he's using this new device, this new way of thinking to better humanity.
And it's hutchinsoneffect.ca, the website. It's black and purple and it's Fox Mulder looking, of him, so to speak.
There are many. There are probably hundreds of Hutchinson Effect websites.
But you have one that's AmericanGravity.com?
Yes, that's one. That's a really fancy one. There are so many. John Hutchinson is known throughout the world.
No, honestly,
I've never heard of him, but I don't follow this
anti-gravity guys.
Yeah, sci-fi.
You go anti-gravity, you go sci-fi, but he's not. He's real. He's legitimate.
And he's hip because he's on MySpace.com as well.
And he's hip. No, but to be honest with you, after I spoke to Robert, I received already about 10 emails just this morning from people asking if John Hutchinson was actually going to be on our website. People from all over the country. No, I'm not joking.
See?
Wow. You know, people from Florida were actually calling and emailing me. So he does have like a little cult following amongst the, I'd probably say this, Star Trek dorks probably like him. And then like scientists.
He's
I wouldn't say that. I'd say, I could call
X-Files.
Them the Hobbits.
The Hobbits? Yeah.
The Hobbits. Definitely.
It's a huge
Hobbits.
Market. I'm sure it is. I mean, let me ask you this question. You've seen, and I'm reading in some of your sites, sometimes metal liquefies and kind of takes on the properties of whatever it's sitting on. Like if you have a butter knife, for example, and you focus your rays on the butter knife and it's sitting on a table, the butter knife will actually take on some of the properties of the wood. It'll mold into each other. So, you know, let's say you're trying to levitate me and you melt me instead. I mean, that's a pretty dangerous experiment, right?
So, oh, my goodness. Well, we wouldn't want to do that, would we?
Well, at what point did do you feel comfortable that you're not going to do a Kaczynski, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids on me? You know,
oh,
what?
Oh, good heavens.
Ryan's watched too many movies.
The fields are usually contained in a localized area.
Okay.
Although sometimes they escape and cause havoc in other people's apartments, and the police get involved in the fire department, plus everybody else, and it turns into a bit of a, no, I didn't really turn it on. I didn't have it on today, no.
We did have a film crew member who exposed a little bit of his body, like his leg.
That's right.
And when he got back home, he was like, listen, guys, I feel like I'm phasing out of my body. I don't know what happened, but I feel really strange. I'm not going to sue anybody, but I am really weirded out. So John's like, listen, what you need to do is go to the beach, lie down, get in the water, let the earth absorb you. And this guy was very freaked out. Lots of emails. I'm going crazy. So he went to the beach. And he did get better. He's like, this grounding thing is great. But for a while, we thought, you know, he was going to start to become jelly, like you
said. Interesting. Yeah. Well, hey, you're listening to Your Money's Worth. That was Robert Drake. We have John Hutchinson on the phone. We're taking your calls right now at 888-520-9710. Call us. We'll take your calls after the break. Stick around.
To get on the air, call 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. This is Your Money's Worth on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we're kind of getting our art bell on, so to speak, right now on 97.1. We have Robert Drake and John Hutchinson on the phone. A lot of you X-Files conspiracy theory scientist types know exactly who these guys are, and it's really cool to have them on. I'm just on YouTube looking up John, and there's tons of crazy videos of his experiments. They're not really crazy. They're real, so it's kind of neat to have you guys here.
Why don't you, for those that just tuned in, tell us once again your background really quick. Who is John Hutchinson and who is Robert Drake?
John Hutchinson.
Oh, wait, we got to get your mic on.
John Hutchinson.
There you go.
John Hutchinson is a guy who accidentally stumbled onto anti-gravity. And so he and I have a show together, and it's called The Hutchinson Effect. And he'll be the host of the show. He'll be monitoring young geniuses, and he'll be giving them grants and money to continue these pursuits. So he'll be judging, and he'll be giving grants.
It's a reality show.
It's a reality show with teams competing from colleges.
Now, are you guys going to have another season of it where people can maybe contact you to be on the show for consideration?
Yeah,
how do people contact you?
I have a phone number if you want to call.
Yeah.
818-774-1694.
Okay.
I don't even have his phone number.
I don't either. I'm like, I've been emailing you, but I guess we're not going to give the email address away. So anyway, we're taking your calls. Once again, 888-520-9710 to ask John or Robert a question. So that's being taped right now. Is that being taped in Canada?
Yeah, that's being taped for right now. Yes, in Canada.
Okay, but you're here right now. What part do you play in that?
I'm the executive producer.
Okay.
And that's the part I play.
But, I mean, you don't have to physically be there?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
There are film crews there, and there's a producer there, and we have a showrunner, so he's watching. He's the guy who takes care of that.
How long is that going on?
4 months.
Oh, wow. That's a long
when do we get to see it? Like, where's it going to air and stuff?
It'll probably come out the beginning of next summer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very cool.
What, 09 or 08?
08.
Oh, okay. So this summer.
This summer.
Coming up soon.
Give a rundown again about, you gave me such a great descriptive animated, idea of how this whole thing came to be. He bought contraptions off of old naval ships, radiation devices.
That's John Hutchinson.
John Hutchinson.
That's what we have
on
the phone.
Yes. Right. It's John, I'm ignoring John. John, I'm ignoring
even
you.
Even though it's all about
you don't
John.
Exist.
John was not able to continue his experiments at home because when he would turn these devices on, which were on naval ships, you can imagine the whole condominium starts shaking. Yes, it all starts to come apart, So people, his next door neighbor with the curlers is over on his door, like, hey, what's going on? What's going on?
John, what do your neighbors think of you?
Oh, they what my neighbors think of me?
Yeah.
They haven't come in yet with torches or anything to burn me up, but they start blaming me if something happens, like doors opening by themselves or dishes falling down. And they actually go to the news media and report this, and I get copies of the reports from some of the people that lived in here, as well as several blocks away too, so
I remember,
have a collection of.
You remember that commercial for I think it was for Mako, where the guy's like in his garage and he's like, "Honey, what does this switch do?" And he keeps switching it on and off, and it's not doing anything. And then two doors down, the neighbor's garage is like slamming on the door. John's doing the same kind of chaotic stuff.
And John, you have like a big following. I mean, do people kind of, I guess, seek you out and go to your place and knock on your door, and you're like, "Oh, okay, who are you?"
Well, I need an agent because it's. The manager of the building has to turn away about 40 people already every month. It's getting more and more heavy, and the phone calls come in all the time. So because my older TV shows I've done start airing in other countries, and then the ones I just did, they'll, like, air a month from now or are airing right now.
No, if I was your neighbor, I would threaten my kids. If you don't behave, John's going to melt the swing set. And you don't want your swing set melted. That's something. You might be getting some of those. Hey, can you levitate my child? He's been a brat. Hey. No.
So you can levitate objects. Can you levitate a person?
You're
we don't
right.
know that. We never tried that experiment.
It liquefies, dude.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh really? So
this
it has
is,
to be
this
an
is
object.
Part of what we need to refine. We need to refine. We need to.
I have Chris Angel like processing in my head for some reason.
That's
just
an illusionist.
Vegas.
He's an illusionist.
Yeah, that's
Chris
true.
Angel, mm-hmm. And he's an entertainer. It's not real. And everybody knows it's not.
And
real.
He talks funny. Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch the card right here. Watch the ace card. I'm gonna make sure and take it.
Let me ask you a question.
John's got to be on an episode of a Chris Angel one. So anyone that works for Chris Angel, whatever productions, you got to contact John Hutchinson because that would be like kind of the battle of the. I don't even know.
I
what
could
you call
see
that.
Him using. I could see
seriously.
Him using
something.
No, I agree.
Are
with you
watching? Are you watching? Watch your legs. Watch your legs. Watch. Watch. Is it? Watch. Are you watching this? You know who also is really weird what's the other guy's name? David Blaine. No, David Blaine.
Oh,
he's always stoned.
He's so BS like.
No, he's not actually. I think he's real, dude. There's something weird about him.
The way he tells the story is not as good as Chris Angel.
Well, he's very melancholy.
Chris Angel seems real, even though he's not.
Are you watching the card? Are you watching? Check this out. It's weird.
I don't like the way.
Do you know that all these things can be found in the back of a comic book? All these
comic book?
Yes. My father used to do the same. All these things that David Blaine does. Yeah. I was like, watch. It's like the cigarette through the quarter. My father had that.
Really?
So all these tricks that he does.
John, do you help him with his levitation? Do you help David Blaine? Let me ask you, forget about that for a second. You don't have to answer because the magician doesn't want to give up his tricks. But what I want to ask you is this. The Philadelphia experiment in the 50s that took place on a naval ship. If you guys don't know about this, do you know about the Philadelphia experiment at the end?
No.
I was wondering if John's like, yes, I do. Of course you do. I know you do.
I replicated it right here on a miniature ship a foot long. I also did the Ark of the Covenant for Blue Book Films.
So this is what I want because a lot of people might not know. I didn't know. Actually, Robert educated me on what the Philadelphia experiment is. So, Michelle, do you have any inclination?
No, but I like the name.
Okay, well, it's a cool name for a band. band, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's actually the Roots drummer's Questlove. That's the name of his band, the Philadelphia Experiment.
Okay.
So don't steal it.
This was an experiment that took place in the 50s.
Yeah.
And they used a large naval ship. And they turned the generators on there to full blast. I think it was over 1,000,000 watts. And the ship was able to disappear. And that's what it was able to create a cloaking device around it. But what happened?
Well, let me elaborate, because when you said that, I knew exactly what happened. You know what happened? They it creates this kind of like field that reflects the light of the sun. So it's still there. You just can't see it because there's a kind of like a field that reflects the light of the sun, right? When I'm looking at you, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the light reflecting off of whatever is you. So this is what happens in the Philadelphia experiment. But as a result, though, everyone died.
They didn't all die. They didn't take into account what would happen to the men's minds, their psyches, being on the ship and witnessing these tremendous things happening before them. So some of them were insane. Some of them were embedded in the.
Some of them jellified, right?
Some of them jellified. Some of them were half in the ship.
Metal.
In the metal of the ship. The bulkheads.
So they did it while people were actually on the ship?
Yeah,
what were
stupid.
They thinking?
It's
hello?
The 50s.
It's the
they
military,
didn't
too.
Oh,
men are
oh
in the military,
God.
Men are expendable.
Oh, okay.
Right. So anyway, so John is actually recreating the Philadelphia experiment,
oh,
right?
We know people, I
We know
hope.
People.
Okay, good.
That's
talking
great.
About.
We're
going to
be
wow.
using a ship out here at Long Beach.
You should do this, the experiment, on an Indian casino, because as we said last week, they really don't count as whole people, so you should basically do this to an Indian casino and see what happens,
oh,
and maybe
do
the Republicans a favor.
Once again, I'm glad we're not.
97.1 Free FM. We're Your Money's Worth is the show. Deanna, Ryan, Michelle. We've got Robert Drake in studio and John Hutchinson, scientist from Canada, calling in. And he's not an illusionist, you guys.
No, that's correct.
He's a real scientist. This
right.
isn't just a card trick. This is like intense stuff.
You can see it all on YouTube.
Bowling balls and things.
Yeah,
YouTube,
we're taking your calls at 888-520-9710. And let's take a call right now from Mike. From Irvine. Mike, you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. You have a question for John or Robert?
Yeah, I have a question. I just want to also mention something. I don't know if you guys watched a show on History Channel a while back. The Germans are onto this anti-gravity, and then obviously when the war ended, they had this facility in a cave somewhere in Germany, I think, and then they blew it up and caved in. Maybe Mr. Drake or Ms. Hutchinson know about this also.
Yes, I do. It's called the Nazi Bell Experiment. So it was covered by History Channel and by Nick Cook as host.
Yeah.
A very interesting story back in the 1940s.
Yeah, and then they were talking to a witness, I think, one of the scientists that used to work there. And from what he remembers, there was some kind of a blue light or ultraviolet light that we're experimenting with.
That's right. That's from the Mercury rotational.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Also, Mr. Drake, I have a question. I have some ideas myself. Obviously, I don't want to disclose it. It's nothing really scientific.
Right.
Would you recommend a company or inventor place where I can explore this more and someone trustable?
Give me a call. 774-1694-818. And
get it. Do you have a pen to write that down?
And let me tell you something about Robert. He will not steal your ideas. I had an idea that I shared with him. It was my idea for a show called Pimp My Mailbox. And it was basically like Pimp My Ride, but basically pimping on mailboxes.
Yeah, I left it alone.
And he left it alone.
Yeah,
and so he
didn't
steal
it. Probably
so
a wise idea.
Like a gold mine like that. He was
I offered him M80.
With, so.
All right, give him your number one more time.
Area code 818-774-1694.
1694.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank
Mike.
You guys.
Bye. Bye. All right.
So, John, how do you challenge yourself? Do you wake up in the morning, let's put something in the toaster and explode it or something? Like, what do you, what's your next, how do you think of, what's my next thing I'm going to try to recreate or develop or something?
Well, I'm always working on different things, and I also got regular life to deal with, which is a lot of fun, and it's got its own adventures, so... I only give fire this equipment up for television crews when they come in here.
Okay.
John does a lot of speaking, engagements in Japan and all over the world.
I would love to come with our camera crew and meet you up in weed smoking Vancouver and film some of your experiment if that's at all possible.
Oh, always.
All right.
Always,
well,
you're always open to film people, and I average maybe per year 12 groups from different. Divisions. The longest in production I was with was Blue Book Films, the Ark of the Covenant, which I recreated here in New West and almost leveled a building with that one. But that's another story for another time, I think.
All right.
We'd love to have you back on the show. Give us a website. We can check your experiments out on, I guess you said YouTube, right, John Hutchinson?
YouTube or www.hutchinsoneffect.com. ACA or American Anti-Gravity or, well, just go to my blog site. There's all the latest and greatest pictures of wild things happening there. So
you're on MySpace, and if you do a search for John Hutchinson, that's Hutchinson, H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N, John, J-O-H-N, you'll find, like, thousands of links and all that. So
that's correct.
But don't get too close to your computer. Something might happen.
All right, John. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you later, eh?
Don't go away. We got some calls coming up. Don't go away.
A pleasure.